so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Fort Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to have a little fun with underdog picks. Now, you're probably saying, yeah, but there's only one college game, the Army-Navy Classic. So we've decided this week, until the bowl games start next week, to do a little pro football stuff. Pogu, our commissioner, not able to be with us today. So, Terry, I am the interim commissioner.
There you go, interim commissioner.
Oh.
So you're filling in ably.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that, George.
Okay. You seem to be kind of a peacemaker here, somebody who would, like Bud Selig used to be, a guy that looks for, you know, majority.
Make the All-Star game, finish in a tie.
Yeah, maybe. Watson, you, on the other hand, seem greatly distressed by this news.
Well, I'm just distressed that there's nothing I can do about it, so you just... just go on. That's all we can do.
Well,
you have total control.
You know, I don't think it's that big a deal. But if you're worried about it, we will, we'll run through first how things went a week ago, and then
why don't you do that?
Yeah, in review.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Watson, we'll just start with me since it is all about me. I chose the only winner of the week, and that would be the Oregon Ducks, who trounced Utah 37-15. What bothers me about my third straight victory is I'm not hearing a lot of, man, you're really doing well, you're on a hot streak. It's a lot, well, I would have picked that. Yeah, there's nothing I can do about the order.
George, as I told you the other day, it almost seems that somewhere along the line you've made a deal with the devil to make this thing work out in your favor. It's like you've just gone from complete doormat to now leading the competition and opening up a sizable lead.
Well, I did put a phone call into Dabo Swinney just to sort of find out how things are going in his camp, since the two of us both seem to be kind of being underplayed a little bit. I just wanted to put that out there, that it would have been nice to have heard some congratulations, but instead, really all I've heard is a lot of, why did he get that pick?
Well, you've made the biggest turnaround in this city outside of the Titans this year, so I'll have to give you that.
Wow. Terry, thank you. Terry, speaking of you, you took UL Lafayette, or what is known in some parts these days as the University of Louisiana, although I hardly think they are. Have they ever heard of LSU? You took ULL at Appalachian State, and Appalachian State held on for dear life and won 45-38. Your reaction, did you watch the competition?
Of course not. I saw when I first turned on the TV that morning, they were already down 35-14. I'm like, they're done. They're not doing anything. So I was actually surprised that they had made it as close as they did, but obviously they must have thought the game started about 2 o'clock instead of starting at 11 o'clock.
Right. So there's a tad bit of bitterness on your end.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Now, Pogu selected the Baylor Bears, which I thought going in was a dud. But, I got to hand it to Baylor. Even though they didn't win, they lost in overtime to Oklahoma 30-23. Watson, they played their fanny off.
They're pretty good on defense now.
They are.
They're their offense, I still think, is what is not their best, but their defense is just fantastic. That's why I was shocked when they had that 25-point lead way back against Oklahoma that they let that get away, because I thought their defense would hold on. But, no, I think that's the team that deserves the most credit in the country this year, George. They've probably come further than anybody in 1 year's time. That George, would be my MVP of improvement in from 1 year to the next.
George, also, they lost their quarterback, Brewer. They lost him during the course of that game. And I think by the end of the contest, we're playing a third-string guy, if I'm not mistaken.
They sure were, and the third-string guy was pretty good. He needs to sign up at Vandy. In fact, all three of them at this point, perhaps, should consider that. And then the fourth and final pick. Watson, you went with a program that you birthed, UAB. And to show their thankfulness for the program.
Gracious sakes. I mean, think about what he just said, Terry. Oh, jeez. You give the boy a first-place spot and you let him be commissioner for a week. Look what we get. I mean, gracious sakes.
And
go ahead there. Go ahead there, Dr. Plaster.
Yeah. And so this program that you birthed close to 25 years ago, if I remember correctly, January 1 of 95.
That would be 96.
96.
96. No, so, you're right. 95 is when I went there. 96 is when we went Division I in 1 year's time.
Right. And so they were so appreciative of what you had done for them over the years in birthing that program that they lost to FAU 49-6.
Oh, are you having any fun yet? I mean, this is you got to be able to put this down as an all-timer. I mean, just let it happen, boy. All I can do is sit here. I figure you're going to throw the other time I picked them too, right?
This is
37-2.
This is
I picked them twice in the 5 week span I've had.
Right, and in those two games, you as the father of UAB football, they have rewarded
better
you
than birth.
They have rewarded you by averaging 4 points per game.
Yeah. They've gotten beat 86-8. 86-8 the two games I picked them.
So Terry, as commissioner, it is my job now to reveal the standings as we enter into week 14.
Which you do with glee this week.
Damn right I do. Old Jorge here is in first place with 36 points. The last time that I was in first place this late in the season, Nixon was in office. And I don't mean Otis. Terry, you and Commissioner Pogu are tied for second with 27.5 points. You have won 6 of your 13 picks. Pogu has won 4 of his. And Watson, after you get past the gold, the silver, and the bronze, I'm not really sure what fourth place is, but that's you.
It's called last.
Yes, you are dead last. With 23.5 points, you've won 4 of your 13 picks.
You know, Terry, it really doesn't matter, because if you're behind George, you suck anyway. So
there's a lot of truth in that.
It don't matter if you're second, third, or fourth.
Well,
if you're behind George, you suck.
Isn't that special?
So you can just throw us all in a pail. Man, this has been a rough year. That's all I can say.
49-6. God. So, moving into week 14, Terry, you will have the first pick after the break. Then Commissioner Pogu, whose pick has been transferred, his proxy, to Jay Henson. Watson, you're third, and I will come in fourth, and this week we're each going to pick an NFL game so that we could keep the competition and the lively, witty repartee going. Got that?
Got it.
Okay.
Sure.
From the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, you're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 36. And tomorrow, showers likely. Cloudy with a high near 50. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Blaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, we welcome you all into the moment that you no doubt have breathlessly awaited. This week's picks in the underdog competition. Our leadoff hitter, tied for second place, that would be Mr. Terry McCormick. Terrence.
Yes, George. I guess, suppose you're wondering why that satisfaction is my theme music this week.
I just sense a lot of bitterness in you.
Well, when I look at it, and I wonder, you know, I looked at, you know, it was said that we were going with NFL games this week.
Mm-hmm.
I look at said NFL schedule, and
yeah.
I realize there are not a lot of other options to go with on the college level, and that the high school season is over, and it would be hard to find lines for that anyway. But I realize that unless you want to take a team like the Jets to beat the Ravens or a team like the Falcons to beat the 49ers, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of points to be had from this week. So even if we pick a winner, we're not going to catch you this week, most likely. So there you have it.
Okay, so a little touch of bitterness.
Yes. Watson, did you notice that as well?
Right now, Terry, I'm just trying to win one, bud. So,
because to be honest,
I'm more in just the let me taste it a little bit after 5 weeks. You know, you go from first to last. You fired everybody you got, so I don't have much left here. I'm just trying to win one. So.
Well, partly because
I know
this,
where you're coming from, this though, Terrence.
This was Watson's idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. But, you know,
yes. It was my idea. Yes, it was. It was.
Unless I want to take the Bengals to beat the Patriots, and they're already at a disadvantage, being 1-11, 1-12, or whatever the heck it is they are. And then
and
they have the Patriots go and spy and steal their signals. So, you know, there's no chance that's going to win.
Terry, I would ask you to come up with something before 4 p.m.
I will. I'm gonna go in a battle of two really horrible, horrible teams. I'm going to take Ryan Fitzpatrick to conjure up a little Fitz magic in the Meadowlands and defeat the New York Giants.
So you will be taking the Miami Dolphins +3.5.
I will.
I think it's an excellent pick. I think it's got a real shot.
That is my choice.
Next on the list would be our commissioner, Mr. Greg Pogue. And filling in for him would be Jay Henson. Jay, this has got to be one of the top broadcast honors you've ever received.
This is honestly the most spectacular day in sports radio for me in my life.
Wow.
It's a humbling, and I'm so honored right
there. Yeah, it's not saying much.
No.
What instructions were you given?
Well, in honor of me being Pogue's picker,
man, yeah.
guy, he said, this song is for Jay. Jay and the Americans.
Jay and the Americans. Is that a one-hit wonder? Or did they put out any other garbage?
No, they did the song Come a Little Bit Closer. I know you've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did Pogue tell you to pick?
All right, so Pogue gave me he's thinking the Panthers for a win or possibly the Colts, who are a 9-point underdog in New Orleans at Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly sure how he wants to do this, but he's going to go with the first. He's got the Panthers +6.
Okay. Carolina Panthers +6. And, of course, your team has to win outright for you to get points. Therefore, Watson, a week ago, you were 6 touchdowns from receiving points.
Have fun, big boy. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the list is my good friend, former Vanderbilt football coach, Watson Brown.
I figured you'd say former UAB football coach.
Help, I need somebody. Help, I'm not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
But you need some help now.
Oh, appropriate. That's a very appropriate song. You know who picked that song?
Your wife.
My wife.
Yes.
That's a Brenda pick. Oh, I even get it in my own household, man. I'm telling you.
That's Coach, you just can't get a break, can you?
I just can't get a break. I walk in the door and I get it.
That's funny.
Yeah, real. Well, let's see.
Kind of slim pickings.
Yeah, it's real slim. It's real slim. I just want to win one, so I'm going to go. This one changed during the week, I think. I think the Rams now are a point and a half favorite.
They are.
Am I not right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Cowboys over the Rams.
Dallas plus 1.5.
Yep.
Okay. Watson, I don't know how to tell you this, but
you just read my mind.
By virtue of that pick, you are guaranteed next week to be in last place.
Yeah, I can't keep from it, Ben, because of the numbers. I'm looking for anything. I just want to win one.
Hey, I get it. You got to win one before you can win two, correct?
That's exactly right. 5 in a row is enough. That's enough.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your leader in the clubhouse and simply your daddy.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in. Till I'm victorious.
Sing along, Terry. Glorious. Oh, man. I love that song. As long as I live, that will be the Predator run in the spring of 2017.
What's sad is it's taken you 2.5 months for that song, and you've been on a winning streak ever since you started it.
You're saying I should have gone with it earlier.
Yeah, because earlier you had the Atlanta Braves tomahawk chop, and that didn't help much.
No, it really didn't. Thank you for that, Jay.
You're very welcome, sir.
Go back, do whatever you do.
Go back in my hole.
Go back, just crawl in there. And Terry, we're going with Buffalo.
Not a bad pick.
Buffalo plus 2.
No, not a bad pick.
Not a lot of meat on the bone. So this is the Sunday night game. This is the flexed-in Sunday night game with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, and we're hoping that the Titans-New Orleans gets flexed in next week. Terry, what are you hearing about that, by the way?
Well, I haven't heard anything recently. I know that it was put out there a couple of days ago that it might very well happen. And here's the thing. The reason, I think they want to see what happens with that Titans-Texans game this Sunday. Because if the Titans are able to win and move into first place, there's a chance that they could clinch the division if Houston were to go to Tampa earlier in the day on week 16 and lose. So it is possible that that game could be for the Titans to clinch a division title if they can win that and then defeat the Saints. I think, you know, the Titans-Texans game in week 17 in Houston is also under consideration. But a lot of people are thinking that the 49ers-Seahawks game that same weekend might be the one that gets flexed into the Sunday night spot.
Likely the first time you will know any of this is when NBC makes the announcement during the telecast Sunday night. In review, here's what we've got. Leading off, the embittered Terry McCormick, normally very mild-mannered but seeming to be on edge. And he takes the god-awful Miami Dolphins with Ryan Fitzpatrick, a turnover machine waiting to happen. Miami is a 3.5-point underdog at New York against Eli Manning and the Giants. Our commissioner, Greg Pogue, absent. In absentia, his friend and colleague, Jay Henson, describing this as one of the best moments of his broadcast life, chooses Carolina plus 6, Carolina the home team against Seattle. Watson Brown in last place, attempting to overcome UAB the program that he birthed years ago, he chooses this week the Dallas Cowboys plus 1.5 at home against the Rams. That's a 425 start. You'll all want to watch it. And then your leader, your daddy, Plasmo, Buffalo, plus 2. Go Bills. They're in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. That's the Sunday night game. That concludes today's festivities and the underdog picks. Hope you enjoyed them. We now get back to our regularly scheduled programming, not in progress. Guess what we're going to do, guys?
What?
No, that was either for Watson or Terry.
Well, I'm part of it. I'm the one that's punching the buttons here.
Oh, wow. Oh, listen to that. Yeah. Little power play there.
We're going to talk sports.
Well, I'm hoping we are. But here's what's been going on. This week, with not as much college football, it's been a little slow on the trigger point. So I want to hear from some of you. What's on your mind? Even though we're a week away from the bowls starting, there's a lot going on. And in particular, I'd like one or two of you to just tell me your level of confidence in the Titans Sunday at Houston, at home against Houston. Whatever the case, I want to hear from you. Pick the topic. Go wherever you want to go. But call now. I want to hear from you. 844-5600 is the number. All three of the lines are vacant at the moment. So if you call now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. 844-5600 is the number. We're back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
My buddy James Warren is with me in studio. Class of 1977, Battleground Academy. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. The name has changed, but let me tell you one thing that hasn't. They do great signage. If you don't believe them, go in and try it, right?
Absolutely, George. We love doing signage. That's a big part of our business. And if it has to do with trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, big signs on the side of your business, window decals, graphics, you see us all over town, and we love it.
Well, the bottom line is you want your company to look good. Now, give people phone number, website, that kind of stuff.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. SirSpeedyMusicCity.com is our website. Print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com gets you to it.
Bottom line is you want your company to look good. When you go in, tell them Plaz sent you.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you curl up on the couch in a fetal position and cry at cheesy movies, even though you've seen them 1,000 times and have all the lines memorized.
You and me.
And also you with me.
And you and I.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the tear-filled comfort zone you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
Okay, we'll head to the phones here in just a second. Still got a couple of lines open at 844-5600. This is where I ask you to pick what is on your mind, and let's yap about it. It's been a little slow this week. Where are you all? I want to see some phone lines light up. Let's talk a little bit. Terry, I have a little news.
Go ahead, George.
Okay, and then we will go to the phones. This piece of news comes from Jim Bowden. According to sources, multiple teams are willing to go a fourth year for Josh Donaldson.
Interesting. Are the Braves willing to do that, George?
My guess is no. But my guess is that when the Nats signed Steven Strasburg, that has got Atlanta thinking we may not have any choice. How about that?
Interesting. And the Nats are in the market for a third baseman, too.
That oh, I know it.
Crushing for the Braves.
Oh.
Donaldson landed there.
Very worrisome. Okay, now I got one line open. Let's go to the phones. Jim, get us started here on WNSR.
All right, George, I know it's not that time of year, but I got to be saying it's cold weather, and there's usually cold weather in baseball at Vanderbilt in February. What are we going to have this year?
I think you're going to have a team that contends for a national title again. When you put out what they put out there in pitching, how can you not be close? Because you got to figure they're going to get off to a good start in virtually every SEC series based on who they're going to trot out there on Friday. You know where I'm going with that. But with Rocker,
you're talking about the no-hit guy. I understand.
Sure am.
Well, I got my tickets ordered. And I realize it'll be snowing probably in those early games, but looking forward to seeing what they got again.
You know, it's not that far away, is it?
No, it ain't.
Hey, thanks for sharing it.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Watson, do you know Tim Corbin?
No, I do not. I've met Tim, but I do not know him. I've shaken hands with him, but I don't know him well. I'm just very respectful. The job he's done and the way he goes about it, and everything's first class that he seems to touch, and it's been fantastic, and Vanderbilt's very, very lucky to have him.
I think the thing that I like the most about him is the way he treats the guys that have left the program, because he makes it very clear that he wants them back. He's put together a kind of a lavish locker room for them. You know, he wants them around the guys that he's now coaching, and that really has worked very well. It's very impressive to see what he's done.
Yeah, I want to see that. What a fantastic idea. Of course, he's got so many he can bring back, gracious. A bunch of them that can come back. But it gives them a place to work out in the summer, and maybe they stay here in the winter, and maybe they stay here. And because he got a great workout facility here and help his guys as they do that. I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah. Terry, I think they sort of repaid it a little bit when he needed that $10, $12 million to build that new facility. A bunch of those players stepped up for him.
Absolutely. I think, you know, and that's something that Tim Corbin has been able to, you know, go to and to use and to keep that program very viable. I think, you know, as long as that cycle continues, there's no reason that Vanderbilt baseball shouldn't be very healthy and be a national contender for a long, long time.
338, let's go to Stan the Man. What's going on, Stan?
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Hey, George, I hope I'm not beating that dead horse here, but Tennessee's fixing to play Memphis in basketball.
Right.
Is Penny Hardaway off the hook? How can you penalize a player that basically took benefits from the head coach, and you penalize the player, but the coach has gone scot-free? I don't understand that.
Well, first of all, Stan, let me say this. Tomorrow at 2:20, former University of Tennessee basketballer Mark Griffin will join us on the show to talk about that. I want to see, first of all, I want to see that rivalry continue.
Oh,
and frankly, at some point, I'd like to see Vandy and Memphis get a series going. And I'm not talking about playing in Detroit or New York, or I'm talking about playing Nashville and playing Memphis. Because I think, look, I think that's one of the ways that you grow a sport that needs all the stuff it can get in December. It's fighting football. You know that as well as anybody, that, you know, these kind of games early at least start getting some people yapping like you're doing.
Well, I think the two head coaches ought to know each other. I mean, I think they can push it towards their athletic directors, you know. I don't know how the scheduling is for basketball and how far out they are, but I'd love to see that. But that, the Penny Hardaway thing, it's like, okay, Wiseman will be back in January, and it's over with. I don't know. I don't know if it's over with or not. I hadn't heard anything. But thanks, George. See y'all.
Okay, let me get these guys to weigh in on this. Terry, let's start with you.
All right. I think, you know, to me, I guess the reason that Penny Hardaway, that they haven't come down on Penny Hardaway, is because he wasn't the University of Memphis coach when this transaction, you know, took place with the Wiseman kid. So I think that probably would overstep the NCAA's bounds, I would guess. I mean, I'm certainly not an expert on NCAA rules violations or anything like that. And as far as, you know, the series continuing, I don't see any reason why Tennessee and Memphis shouldn't continue playing each other yearly, because it does, you know, it happens around this time of year, kind of when college football is in the lull and before, you know, the actual conference schedule and all begins for college basketball. To me, it's a no-brainer to keep that series alive and keep it going. And, you know, if they don't want to play a home-and-home, then find a date that Bridgestone Arena is open and play it halfway in between.
Watson, go with that, and then I'm gonna take it a little farther, what Terry just brought up.
Well, first of all, if I'm Vanderbilt in Tennessee, I want to play the series because there's the talent-rich Memphis for basketball, man. I would love to get in there if I'm them. I would most definitely do that. But I don't think the Memphis thing, guys, is near over. Just because Hardaway wasn't suspended this time doesn't mean they're not still out there. And it doesn't mean that this is just by Wiseman losing a month, George, doesn't mean we don't know. And I know how the NCAA works. And I would bet you that there could be more of this as still as it goes down the road. The tough one to suspend him over this one would be they may even have trouble even saying that Penny was part of this, because the kid, the problem was the kid moved from Innsworth, right, George, to play at East for Penny. And supposedly Penny helped set up the loan or the money to get a move. Now that's where the NC2A may not have been able to prove that at this point. They've been able to prove that there was a loan and there was money exchanged hands, but I don't know that they've been able to prove that Penny was in it. But I would just bet you that this isn't over yet.
Terry, to go back on what you sort of came up with at the end, to me, it would be so cool if you could do, and understand that it is not as easy as the way I'm going to make it sound, because teams, schedules, all that kind of stuff gets really hairy. But how cool would it be if you had an annual doubleheader at the arena that involved Tennessee, Memphis, Vandy, and let's make up a Western Kentucky or a Louisville? And you kind of rotate opponents where, obviously, Tennessee and Vandy would not play each other because they're going to go at it twice in conference play. But how cool would that be if you could pull some of that off? You don't think you couldn't sell that out?
Oh, I think it would be a big-time draw, because I think, it's teams that people have an interest in. People have a rivalry. You know, there are rivalries there. You know, you mentioned Louisville, the Memphis Louisville rivalry.
Oh my God!
One of the best in the country. Do they still even play each other anymore?
I don't think they are this year. I'll look it up during the break. But that's one, Memphis and Louisville, that man, if you ever
That's the old Metro Conference days.
Well, not only that, Terry. If you go back to ancient medieval history, when I was a little kid, they ended up, when they were both in the Missouri Valley Conference, they ended up in a tie in the regular season. And back then, only one team could go to the NCAA tournament. So they played a one-game play-in, winner-take-all, at Memorial Gym. And it was one of the craziest scenes I have ever seen. They opened the doors. You know, they only had about 5 days to do it. And so it was first come, first serve as far as seating. It looked like the Merrill Lynch Bulls getting in there.
Wow.
It was crazy. And by the way, they don't play this year. I don't know. I'll look it up. Okay, let's go to the break. Need a couple more of you on the line. Pick out whatever it is you want to get into. 844-5600 is the number. If you'll call now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. In fact, so quickly that you'll hear from us after the break.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling. With holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find.
So celebrate for just a while with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No. Do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holidays celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-649-4584 or go online. Lynch Tree Service. At AOL.com.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Catch one of the longest running radio shows devoted to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Kyle Turris of Nashville Predators.
I'm Colton Sissons of the Nashville Predators.
Every game day morning at 5 with Crazy Charlie Saunier.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville Sports Radio and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, a little research looks like what I was yapping about was at the end of the 71-72 season. Louisville and Memphis State were tied for the lead in the Missouri Valley Conference. And at that time, the NCAA would only take one team from each conference. It was a 16-team field. And so they had what essentially was a play-in game at Memorial Gym. And I still don't have enough info to know who won the game, but as soon as I find out, we'll pass it on. Tom, up on line one, welcome into WNSR at 3:51.
Hey, guys. I think Tennessee-Memphis game Saturday is the most compelling thing, at least for Saturday viewing. It's must-see TV. I don't think Rick Barnes needs to play Memphis every year. You know, they, after what the fit Penny did last year, it was almost like he was doing it to get publicity, telling Rick Barnes to get the F out of there after, you know, one of the press conferences and all the fistballed stuff. And Rick Barnes plays Kansas, Gonzaga. They're in a great conference. Memphis is in a very weak conference. Memphis needs Tennessee worse than Tennessee needs to play Memphis. Tennessee's had, you know, for recruiting purposes, two people out of Memphis in the last 25 years that I could even recall were good, and that was Tony Harris and Jarnell Stokes. So they, you know, don't know that they necessarily need Memphis, and it would be nice to recruit a kid every now and then out of there, but I don't know. I don't blame Rick Barnes at all if he tells him to go find somebody else to try to play.
No, I'm guessing that is the sticking point right now, is what went on a year ago down there. Tennessee was riding high. That game got very chippy. When I say I'd like to see the two of them play, that's the basketball fan in me. Okay, because I think one of the things that college basketball is suffering from right now is that from mid-November to the end of December, not enough people are paying any attention to that sport because of football. And I think anytime you can get these kind of rivalry games going, you start to bridge that a little bit, like Kentucky and Louisville. You know, now they play near the end of December, and that's a really good game for college basketball. And I think Tennessee-Memphis would be the same. But I also understand where you're coming from, that Barnes may have had enough of all the shenanigans a year ago, and he may have just said, screw it, we're not going back down there.
Yeah, I couldn't blame him if he did. I mean, you know, look at their schedule. They're playing Kansas.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, listen, it's a very tough non-conference that he's put together. I just hope somehow they find a way.
Yeah, Coach Brown, I said something about it might not be over with Penny. I kind of heard that too out of Memphis. I think they're a little concerned that, you know, some more stuff, you know, it'll just take a little bit of time, but that maybe there'll be some kind of sanctions on Penny. But, you know, here's a guy that he's trying to make a name for himself, and I think he's just barking a little bit too loud last year. But you know, to bring a player out of Nashville, move the family, get him into Memphis even when he wasn't the coach so he could play on his AU team or whatever, he had to know as a Memphis fan that, hey, if I can get a seven-footer to Memphis, it, you know, 90% of the time they're going to sign with Memphis just for him, you know, being a fan of the school and selfishly getting him to play on his AU team and his fan. You know, I'm sure he's a good guy and he's helping the family and all that, but he had to know when he moved that helped move that family to Memphis that kid was probably going to Memphis.
Look, I'm right there with you on it. And, Tom, thank you for the phone call.
Okay.
Watson, from the minute that Tubby Smith got the University of Memphis job, barring unbelievable winning and, you know, tournament, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Tubby knew that in the background was Penny Hardaway. Whether Hardaway was trying to or not, that fan base was all over him.
Yeah, I would, and that's hard now. That's really hard on the coach that's there and hearing all of that in the background. But I don't know that Penny was thinking that far ahead. That'd be hard for me to think that. I think he's trying to win a championship, and he's getting the best players to East he could get. That's what I think he was trying to do. And if he knew he won him a couple of championships and had that a kid like that on his team, it might help him get the job. Now, maybe that's true. But, shoot, Georgia, I promise you, he's sitting there. He's coaching this kid in AAU. He takes over at East. He knows where there's a great player about 3.5 hours down the road. That's the reason, and the number one reason is to help him win a high school championship, in my opinion.
Terry, you want to weigh in?
Well, you know, I think Memphis basketball is, you know, is something that has been around for a long, long time. And, you know, to have a guy like Penny Hardaway, who is a cornerstone of the program as a player, come back and be the coach of the team, I think that that's probably the best fit that they could hope for. I think that, you know, with his connections on the AAU level and in Memphis being kind of a folk hero there himself, you know, I think that he's probably going to lock up most of the talent in and around Memphis that he wants. Now, Tennessee or Arkansas, you know, used to be able to go in there and steal away, you know, a couple of guys here and there. You know, those great Nolan Richardson teams, I think, had several guys from the Memphis area, if I'm correct. But it looks like that Penny Hardaway is trying to put a fence around Memphis and getting all the talent there to stay at home.
Here's the other thing that's happened. My year down there was the last year they played in the old Mid-South Coliseum, which is basically our municipal auditorium plus about 3,000 seats. And back then, I know some of you are saying that's the dark ages, but back then they had a waiting list for season tickets. It was the game in town in Memphis, Tennessee. Then they moved on to the Pyramid. They had not a lot of success And over the years, their season ticket base dwindled as low as about 5,000 in the Tick Price and then Tubby Smith eras. So not only did they get the guy that people wanted, but they've also increased their season ticket base almost 10,000. They're up there in that 12 to 15,000 range in season tickets now, and so they are drawing really well at the FedEx Forum when they play there. And so if he hasn't done anything else yet, he has certainly gotten their season ticket sales way up. He also, in my opinion, has the NCAA on spin dial. Man, they have got a radar attached to him right now. They are watching him like a hawk. Out of here.
George.
Terry, I got to run, so hold it till tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, Johnny Ballpark Franks is coming up, and at 4:35, Kevin McAlpin with the Atlanta Braves Radio Network to answer the question, is the maker of rain coming back? I don't think so, but I hope so.